I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Richard and Linda Thompson were the king and queen of the British folk music scene that emerged in the 1970s. Their unofficial royal status crumbled after the couple divorced in the early 80s. A lot of water under the bridge since then. And now Linda Thompson has just released her first new album in 6 years. It's called Won't Be Long Now. Got the song Never the Bride on this album, and its line, I'm bound to live a single life, never, oh, never the bride. You have been married before, so this isn't an autobiographical ballad. Are you single now?
No, I mean, part of the reason I wrote that song, it's quite ironic, is that I've been married since I was 16, not to the same person, of course. That would be ridiculous. But I sort of envy unmarried people sometimes. You know, I just do. Well, I'm just going to be truthful. I envy them the whole time.
Yeah, and so why be married?
Actually, I'm kidding. I'm glad my husband isn't listening to this. He lives in London. No, it's just that because I've never, has spent long periods alone, I just think it would be nice. But then my unmarried friends say it's awful, so what are you going to do?
Let's go back a little bit. I mean, you and Richard Thompson, your ex-husband, former full-time mm-hmm. musical partner, had an album in 1975 called Pour Down Like Silver. Can I ask you, who is that on the album cover? He looks like a mystic of some sort.
Is that the album where it's two faces on each side?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, the face on the front,
well,
I think kind of like little braids in the beard. It looks like a holy man.
Yeah, I think it's Richard, and I'm on the other side. That was when we were Sufis. Well spotted there. We were definitely trying to be holy something.
Tell me about that chapter in your life with Sufism. I mean, it's this practice within Islam that's mystical and musical and artistically expressive. I'm just curious, in the U.S., it never really penetrated the way it did in Europe in the 70s. So why was it so embraced by the counterculture in Europe?
You know, I don't know, because it seems that it was very culty. It seems that it would have been perfect for American people as well as English people. But it's the usual kind of culty thing. We were white, overeducated, and looking for some meaning to life. So we sort of stumbled upon this. And, we lived in a commune, and I don't recommend communal living. It's bad enough having next door neighbors, never mind having people in the same bloody bathroom as you are. But I suppose we gleaned something from it. We made some music, and then we stopped doing music for quite a long time.
I mean, now Islam has this whole other context today. I'm just curious how you see Islam today and how you react when you hear how the religion is so often singled out in the West.
Well, I understand why it is. I understand why it is because of the atrocities. You know, there's been some atrocities committed in the name of Islam that are unconscionable. But I do believe that most Muslims are law-abiding citizens. But there are fanatics. It's just until there's some kind of resolution, and I'm not sure there ever will be. It's going to be hard on Muslims.
Do you ever kind of return to kind of the understanding of Sufism you had a couple of decades ago today?
Well, it's funny because one of the tenets of Islam, as you probably know, is no pork and no alcohol. Well, last night I had a couple of lychee martinis and I had a bacon sandwich for breakfast. So I've gone about as far away from the tenets of Islam and Sufism as you can. But I still like the music.
Singer and former Sufi Linda Thompson, her new album just released is called Won't Be Long Now.
As fast my little feet can carry me, as fast my little wings can fly, as fast as automobile can ferry me, as fast as that thing can drive. The sun of good and aluminium, baking in the setting sun, shining like a silver star. My little feet can carry me as fast as my little.